Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the Hardline, powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Hardline features former St. Louis Blue Cam Jansen.
Now the right by Jansen. Another left by Jansen. Now he goes to the uppercut.
And former Missouri Tiger, T.J. Moe.
Underneath, T.J. Moe sidesteps a man, gets to the 45. Left sideline, he's got a seam. T.J. Moe to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house. 68 yards.
Unbelievable. Along with Eric Messersmith, the Hardline, powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, starts now. Here's Eric Messersmith.
What's up, St. Louis? It's the Hardline here on 590 The Fan. Eric, KM, TJ, Matt Rocchio on the board. No John Hadley sightings yet.
I can look at him right now, dude. He's at the brew house mowing down. Yeah, he's over there. You don't see that shiny head?
Was he eating or smoking?
His head's not that shiny. He has a little island.
A cul-de-sac, I like to call it.
Well, he's got an island, though.
He's got a couple islands. It looks like the Bahamas.
Right. Yes.
After the hurricane.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. That was too soon. Sorry.
So John may. Yeah. Come on, Cam. John may join us later. Who knows? We're on his time. We can talk to you, though. 855-282-8255. Yep. That's the Ryan Kelly phone line. It's also our text line. 855-282-TALK. Our guests today include DeMarco Farr. Mm-hmm. He'll come on at 3:30. Talk a little NFL with him. And an MMA guest at 4:05, Jason Perillo, will join us. I have been told, Cam, that he is one of the best boxing instructors, striking instructors
ever
in MMA. This
yeah,
guy
I heard
apparently
that too.
Is great. BJ Penn, you've heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
He trained him. Michael Bisping.
And he's got a big fight coming up, too.
Yeah, that's against
GSP. Yeah, man. Big fight. And there's a big boxing match this weekend, too. We'll kind of discuss with him.
So that'll be a nice
I got a couple questions for him. So.
I bet you do. Yeah. That'll be a nice little midweek situation to talk to him. I'm sure maybe you could challenge him to a fight.
No, Eric. I mean, I don't want to do that.
Why does everybody want you to fight, Cam?
It's everywhere I go. But no one wants to fight me. It's always somebody else asking me to fight somebody. Like, I don't know.
What's what you're known for? You're a fighter.
I was a goal scorer. I'm a goal scorer now.
In the alumni game against 60-year-old people?
TJ, when you meet random people, what's like one of the first three things they talk to you about?
I was in the stadium. And they're all lying because nobody was in the stadium. However, what they don't say is, can I throw you a ball right now and watch you run 68 more yards?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, and get hit by somebody?
Yeah, that's our point.
Can everybody
do you want to fight him, Cam?
Cam, I want to see you two fight. You should fight him. Why?
If I ever run into you and I have a football, I will ask you to do that.
And I'll do that. I'll be like, here's the move. I don't actually remember it anymore, but I've seen it a lot. Sorry not to hijack your job here, but, Eric, sorry. Sports Illustrated just tweeted out, this is via CNN, this is the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders calling Jamel Hill's comments a fireable offense. The White House is now speaking out against ESPN and Jamel Hill.
Wow.
On this, I should tell you, that if you have not heard, Jamel Hill has since deleted these comments, but she went on a very rant. Much of a tirade, I would call it.
It's not
it
the first time, right? She's done this a couple times.
Listen, she's welcome to her opinions. I don't care. Like, everybody's kind of taking the things like fire her, and
no.
I don't think she should be fired whatsoever. No. I just don't like.
Linda Cohn.
They didn't fire Linda Cohn. They suspended her for like a weekend.
Whatever.
In the interest of fairness, you can. I am so pro business owner. Do whatever you want. John Skipper, do your thing. Bob Iger, do your thing. Don't care. If this is how you want to run your business, just understand that for anybody, the country is very split as we watch. Even with Donald Trump one of the more unlikable candidates in the history of politics, and Hillary Clinton, maybe the most unlikable candidate in the history of politics. Even with those two, you were split virtually down the middle with 60-something million votes for each of them. So you know this country is split down the middle on Republican and Democrat. We have been historically, we are now, we will continue to be. And with that, if you're going to go so far this direction to where basically you only endorse or allow people to be employed that directly reflect your personal views, not the company views that would allow you to have more viewers, that is your prerogative. But understand that your business is on the way to being cut in half and probably failing, as we're watching ESPN do right now.
I hate firing people for things like that, especially when they're opinionists to some degree, which is what she is. But here's the problem I have with ESPN in general, is if you're going to allow those views, then you need to have some conservatives too. And that's been my problem with ESPN. It's not that they're that they have liberal views, fine, but have some balance. Have someone who says, you know what, I think Colin Kaepernick shouldn't be in the league. I think he's ruined his chance. You don't hear that on ESPN.
Good luck. Here is... One more thing. Anybody who writes in their Twitter profile, my comments do not reflect the views of my employer, you are wrong. You are employed. It is Jemele Hill, ESPN. And everybody's saying, Jemele Hill of ESPN said this. You are directly reflecting the views of your employer, whether you like it or not. Just because you put a disclaimer in your Twitter profile does not mean that you are not reflecting the views of your employer, because your employer is putting their name behind you, paying you, and giving you the platform. That is how this works. So
it would be nice if you could do that, though.
If that is what you want to allow, that is fine. Again, I am so pro-business in this country that the small businesses, not ESPN, but small businesses are what run this country in the first place. And then you have the big corporations. If this is how you want to run it, fine. But understand that every time something like this happens, you are losing viewers. And people who love football and love your coverage and love listening to Jon Gruden and Monday Night Football and everything you have going on are saying, not worth it. I hate ESPN because of every one of these decisions.
I don't like to watch it because I feel like I'm getting lectured on how to think. Not about sports. It has nothing to do with sports. Every time I watch Max Kellerman, he stares directly into the camera and tells me to be better. Like, at what?
I feel like you're in church.
At radio.
And again, I don't mind that. Just have balance. Like, have a discussion.
Oh,
and
that's annoying,
the problem
man.
With ESPN is it's just people. It's just one side of that discussion. And in case people didn't know, I don't think we specifically said, she called Donald Trump a white supremacist, and she said the only reason he's president is because he's white.
And basically said... Throughout, and you have to do some inferences. I can try to look up exact because she has since deleted them. But basically said, similar to what John Hadley said, to be honest with you, anybody that voted for him is a bigot and also a white supremacist. Because she said, I didn't vote for him. It's your prerogative to do so, but I didn't because I care about more than just myself. She called everybody selfish. She called everybody a racist and everybody white supremacist.
Obviously, that
is silly and doesn't make any sense. And by the way, as we always talk about, this has been pointed out ad nauseum, go the other way here. Can you imagine if somebody had said this about Barack Obama? This is what she ended with on her little rant. He was only elected president because he's a white supremacist and he's white. Can you imagine if a white guy had said he was only elected because he was black to Barack Obama? What?
Would that person be fired or at least suspended? I think we all know the answer to that. Of course they would be.
Of course.
And Jemele Hill is not.
Do you think Barack Obama would have been president if he was white?
Yeah, probably, because they caught
as a community organizer.
Whoever won the Democratic nomination in 08 was going to be president.
He was a one-term senator. He was a one-term senator. That was a good talker. That was his resume.
Yeah, but I think you underestimate how bad things were in 08. Like, literally anybody with a pulse who won the Democratic nomination, when the market tanked in September, there was no way a Republican was winning the election that November.
I'm going to try to find examples. I mean, I probably won't because it's going to take a lot of work. And it's like 8 years ago at this point. But, man, for that exact reason, the fact that he was a one-term senator, there were people who were inferring that. The only reason he was elected was because
he was black.
And so that was inferred 8 years ago. And I think that's not just saying that no one
ESPN,
ever said that about
Rock. This is the job of Fox News.
That's fair. But I'm saying, you think people should be fired?
No, I don't think anybody should be fired.
No, okay. No.
We're not saying that. No.
That's fair. But I'm saying, I'm not on ESPN, though, and you're right there. That's where the line probably needs to be drawn.
Yes, this is the job of Fox News and CNN, and then your job is to delineate what you think is happening, and that is your deal. But ESPN and FS1 and these sports networks, that is not their job. Their job is to talk about sports. And 8 years ago, we're talking about this. Let's not act like people didn't want to be a part of history and saying, I voted for the first black president. There was something to that. We know there was something to that. Why? Because Hillary Clinton held virtually every exact policy as Barack Obama, and the black population didn't turn out for her. You tell me why.
I think we're getting a little off track, though, of what the central issue is here. And that is you have a network that has a reputation, I think, well-earned of being very left of center. And now this happens, and the timing is so bad that this comes out now. And here, you know, ESPN can solve this seriously. Is hire some conservatives. That's what they need to do. Will
Kane, fired all of them.
Why would a conservative ever want to work there?
Well, Will Kane is a good example. They've been using him a lot lately. He got into it with Stephen Smith the other day. He's a pretty conservative guy. He was filling in on Russillo's show. I think maybe they're starting to figure out the solution here isn't to fire all the liberals or shut them up. It's to have some balance. Yeah. Just hire
Bingo. That's it right there. I should have disclaimed, and I think I did. In no form or fashion do I think Jemele Hill should lose her job. I don't even think she should be suspended.
Nah.
I think what you should say is, hey, that's totally fine. We're going to allow that because what we like in this company is for people to have robust discussion, and you guys can decide to agree with them or disagree with them.
Market.
We, as ESPN, are neutral on this because we are not a person, and we, as a corporation, don't cast a vote. But you are welcome to vote for whoever you want, and if you like Jemele Hill, do that. And if you like Clay Travis, do that. And if you like Jason Whitlock, do what he says. I don't care. They are all people that do a lot of research when you don't have the same time because you are an accountant or you are doing another job, and these people sit around and do these research. So they are welcome to their opinion, but us, ESPN, doesn't get a vote, so we're not going to take a stance.
I do think, though, and this
is that not the most simple thing in the world?
Yeah, but this is where it gets a little tricky, is what if somebody says something that is blatantly and obviously offensive or racist? Do you then say, well, we're not going to discipline you at all? Because when you call someone a white supremacist,
it's like calling somebody a child molester. You better have some seriously.
Yeah, if you're a white supremacist, is that not the equivalent of being racist? I don't know how you can be a white supremacist and not be racist.
That is being racist, but you can throw around whatever accusations you want. Generally, don't do that at the president. The president's probably always going to win, as the White House right now may get Jemele Hill fired for those. I mean, I'm like, either that or somebody at ESPN could be fired, right? When the White House comes out against you, you may be in trouble here. So generally, don't do these things to the president, but you don't go too far. But these are accusations, and you're saying, I think this about this person. Okay. Like, I think we've been conditioned as a society to say, here's what happens when people say these things. They're suspended or fired because. Why?
I agree, because of PR and because of public backlash. That's why. That's the answer.
But if you allowed everything, then you could have somebody else on the same show or the next show come out against everything they just said, and you're like, yeah, I agree with them.
The other thing with ESPN, too,
take away people's platforms in this country, not for something you disagree with.
Well, it happens all the time, though.
You shouldn't, in my opinion.
I think with ESPN, and even with us here, you know, we've talked about politics before, and we've discussed amongst ourselves and amongst other people how much should we talk about.
590 is different, Eric. We don't get in trouble for anything.
Well, that's true.
But knock on wood.
My point is, I think it is an interesting discussion in sports. And for me, I think if you're going to talk about those issues, if I'm ESPN, I would want it to be, and I think this is what ESPN's preference is, related somehow to sports. Like Colin Kaepernick is a great example. That's an issue that's related to sports that allows you to talk about wider things. When you just come out and say, Donald Trump's a white supremacist, what the hell does that have to do with sports? So if I'm ESPN, that to me is my line, where I'm like, look, you can talk about social issues, but they have to at least somehow relate to sports. Or else, if you say something offensive, we're not going to like that, and we're going to punish you. I'd be fine with that. Just make sure you punish the liberals and the conservatives equally. That's all I care about. I don't mind punishing people. I want the treatment to be fair. 855-282-8255 on the Ryan Kelly phone lines, 855-282-TALK. It's also a great example of how liberal sports media is. People think the main, like the what we call the quote-unquote mainstream media is liberal political. It is.
Yeah.
But in sports, it's even worse. That's why people always flip out about Clay Travis, who has been all over this issue, and
he's
can hear on 590. The reason Clay Travis exists and is so popular, well, of course, he's obviously very smart and he's very savvy, but it's because he says things that nobody else will say. There aren't a lot of other people on the national scene like Clay Travis.
Well, here's why. You know,
he has a niche.
Here's why. Because he's not he's not scared to say anything because he's making all his own money on his own website.
Yeah, he owns his own website.
He can't get fired by himself. So if everything ceased to exist today, he still has his platform. And that is not true about virtually anybody else right now in media. You have a few of them. Bill Simmons could still do it with his podcast that he could get up and with his following. But Clay right now gets out on Fox Sports Radio, and that is not much of his overall income. His income would hardly drop. Because he has OutKick, and when you have your own website and you have your own Periscope and you have 400 half million followers. 400,000 half million. Then you can get your message out anyway. And by the way, Tucker Carlson has put him on Fox News like three or four times in the last month. So his following is growing. He doesn't have that fear. Jemele Hill doesn't have that. And most anybody else doesn't have that. The problem is when you look, as we always say, this goes one direction. It's that they're okay doing it. It's that if you're going the other way right now, that's when you get fired, as we've seen. With, I mean, the big one, obviously, we've talked about is Curt Schilling, which didn't have anything to do with – he was on his personal Facebook with a meme about the transgender bathroom law. Right?
To be fair,
Mike
though,
Dicka doesn't even get to say that he voted for Donald Trump, or else you get fired. Jay Cutler, do you guys remember Jay Cutler and the backlash he had for saying, yeah, I'll probably vote for Trump? I mean, for what?
But to be fair on the Schilling thing, because people point to that a lot, that's not quite apples to apples. Schilling – like him or not, he had gone over the line of commenting on things and being controversial and was warned about it and kept doing it. That's the difference with Jemele Hill. Is this, to my knowledge,
have you ever watched Jemele Hill's show?
Defense.
She goes over the line virtually every day.
It's not just that
it's not reported in the news because people agree with her.
I don't actually watch her show.
His and hers. And
I hope you don't watch it either, TJ. Her show is on during our show.
His and hers. Michael Smith, I think, is his name.
Yeah, well, they're on the six now.
Okay,
Sports Center.
Though. Whatever that is, and I don't agree with virtually anything she says. But the larger point here is that she routinely crosses the line because, and I think this is what good show hosts do. She tells you exactly what she thinks, and that oftentimes is going to be across the line that we feel, and we're like, that's uncomfortable. Which I think it's good to be uncomfortable when you're listening to things. I just don't think you fire somebody every time they say something that's uncomfortable, and that is where we're getting. Or that's where we've been, and now it's shifting the paradigm here to where it's only happening on one side.
And I think you're right about what you said about Clay, but the other thing to consider is, too, it's not just because Clay's willing to speak out. That's part of it. I think it's also because he's one of the few people that actually believes that. I think for whatever reason, most people in sports media at the national stage are very liberal.
How about Whitlock? Whitlock
used to be really liberal, but...
Jason Whitlock used to be very liberal, and he has since flipped and is one of the leading speakers. He's on Fox News all the time now. Can we listen to the White House? I have not heard this statement yet. I assume they're not swearing, so we can probably listen to the whole thing, considering it's the White House press secretary. But I want to hear the White House and what they had to say about Jemele Hill's comments on ESPN.
Yesterday said, Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists. His rise to direct result of white supremacy, period. He's unqualified and fit to be president. Why do you think, do you have a reaction to that? And is the president aware of that comment? And
I'm not sure if he's aware, but I think that's one of the more outrageous comments that anyone could make, and certainly something that I think is a fireable offense by ESPN.
There you go.
Okay, first of all, I disagree with
anything's a fireable offense.
Right.
Let's start there.
The White House should not be doing that. They should not.
That was a question. What are you going to do?
What do you mean?
She didn't bring that up. It was a question.
She shouldn't be saying fireable offense, in my opinion.
Why?
Because I don't think that's the position.
Right
of the
now,
White
you
House
having that opinion is a fireable offense. Anything is a fireable offense, Eric.
I don't think the President of the United States, through the press secretary, should be weighing in on if individual people should be fired from their jobs. I just don't think that's a good idea.
Well, as we know, Donald Trump doesn't run the White House as a normal president would.
That's true.
Moreover, I think it's fine for them to get tired of it after a while when he's just making, like, again, as we have stated.
I'm tired of it!
We have stated for a long time here that he has been treated differently than virtually any president in the history of our country. Not virtually, any president in the history of our country. And so a lot of it is well-earned.
He goes, no doubt.
As we would say, like we're talking about now, he goes over the line, and his history is not great on some different things. But to turn around and call him a white supremacist, you are out of your mind.
And everybody voted for him.
The big takeaway for me. Jemele Hill is a moron, because none of that makes logical sense.
It does in her worldview. But no, as Clay pointed out today, I saw him tweet this, and it's so true. If you have a black, like Alan Keyes, or not Alan Keyes, what's his name? The guy who's his Secretary of Housing who ran for president.
Ben Carson,
yes, is in his administration. He has Nikki Haley. There are several Jewish people in his cabinet. Like, that's just a factually false statement.
Well, his daughter's Jewish.
By white supremacists.
And by the way, the one who people argued was Bannon was fired.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, really, you're looking at like there was a time that a lot of the people. If you would have said it at the beginning, you're going to have to re-up and say it about the whole new staff that he's got in there since the beginning. Like Jeff Sessions is the one guy that people really didn't like and said, he's been borderline on some things. But virtually everybody else, you show me the guys. Who are they and what? And I don't agree with you on Jeff Sessions either, but at least you can say something about him because there's no evidence of anything for virtually anybody else.
And by the
way, Ben Carson's not a racist. Can we agree on that?
Well,
I don't know.
Did you see who supported her on Twitter, who voiced his support? Colin Kaepernick.
Of course he did.
Colin Kaepernick doesn't want to play in the NFL, does he?
That's exactly what I tweeted out about 11 o'clock last night.
Has he done an interview lately,
no.
Colin? I haven't heard from him.
This is my tweet. As soon as I saw that last night, this is my following tweets throughout the day. Probably not your best option right now, bud. May want to sit this one out. Just a hunch here, but doubling down and calling the president a white supremacist probably isn't helping your case to not be a distraction, okay? Cap, at this point, doesn't want an NFL job anymore. He is more interested in being an activist, which is completely fine. Again, I'm absolutely do it, but be honest with us about the whole thing. And moreover, at this point, anybody screaming for Cap to get a quarterback job is just not paying attention because he doesn't want one. He's doubling down on give me attention. I'm an activist.
Well, he may want it. He doesn't want it as bad as he wants to be an activist. That's the thing. He doesn't value being an NFL quarterback over everything else, or he wouldn't do stuff like this. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Stanley is with us on the Ryan Kelly phone lines. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up today, guys?
What's up, man? What can we do for you?
Hey, listen, I've been listening to you guys' comments about Jemele Hill. I will readily admit, is not one of my favorite people to watch. But I also have to say about this Sarah Sanders Huckabee. Guys, I've brought up, raised, probably like most of you guys, you never lay a hand on a woman, but I tell you right now, that's one woman I'd love to punch right in the face as hard as I could. I cannot stand that woman. And you guys, I think you're confusing with, and maybe she is too, Jemele Hill, calling people white supremacists. There's a hell of a big difference between somebody who's a out-and-out white supremacist and somebody who's just a racist. Because I happen to know a lot of guys that are good guys. You would think they were great dudes, and they own their own companies and businesses. But when you're in private with them, when you're alone, when you're out on the golf course or whatever, they say their little comments. They, laugh about them, and that goes on everywhere. And if you say it doesn't, you're a liar, or you just haven't lived. And I answer your other question about journalists leaning mostly liberal. I would say that's probably because most of those people have been around the country. That most guys, you guys know this, if you're a journalist, you don't usually work in one spot for too long. So you see so many different types of people, different cultures, different ways of life. And so you become a little more, lenient towards other people's views, towards other people's lives and how they live them and how they see things. Whereas if you've stuck in the same, if you've lived in the Boot Hill of Missouri for 59 years and you've been there your whole life, then you probably could give a rat you know what about anybody other than your own color. But thanks, guys. Love the topic.
Thanks, Stanley, buddy.
I will say I wholeheartedly disagree on the part about going across the country and that makes you a liberal.
I lived all over the world,
that
man.
That doesn't make any sense. The reason is, and again, I'm fine with you, the state schools, virtually everywhere, the state schools lean so far left, and those are the ones pumping out the journalists. And that is what you're taught and is ingrained in your mind.
That's
that is Missouri, that is Northwestern, that is Arizona State, and all these schools, it is so far left. And by the way, I think part of it is by happenstance, this group of really talented people all came up at the same time, and this was their beliefs. I don't think it's like, hey, I was in California last week, and I changed exactly what I thought about
the
world.
I think on the journalists, it's 2 points. I think you're right. Some of it's about indoctrination and groupthink in school, and also in your professional life. But a lot of it, too, is we self-select. And for whatever reason, and there are probably deep genetic reasons for this, people who are generally political liberals are drawn to certain professions. Like if you took a look at small business owners across the country or engineers, their voting history in general is going to be a lot different than actors or people in the media. For whatever reason, certain people are drawn to certain professions.
He did
and
make
I think
one
it
point,
just
though,
so happens liberals are drawn to the media.
I don't know. I get where he's coming from whenever you see those guys and maybe not at work they talk about it, but when you're alone with them, they'll say something. You're like, okay. And you kind of have to separate. Would I call them white supremacists?
I think
no.
That's the wrong term for
can
them.
I also, can I say that they're just, they are who they are and they've lived in the same place for 20 years? Yeah.
We, I think, have PC accusation exhaustion at this point, where everybody's tired of being called PC for everything. Like, we've done it now for a few years.
Be better, TJ.
Okay.
Be better.
No, but I'm saying even the accusation of it. Quit being so PC. Now I think we're exhausted as a society from hearing that, too.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there is something to, like, if anybody took my phone right now and went through the whole thing, that doesn't look good, right? Anybody's phone. Because
don't
you
look
make,
through my phone.
You make jokes to people right. About different things, about white people, or about dudes, or Mitch, or whatever.
I chop rock every day.
And my point with that is they're jokes. and they're not to be taken seriously.
Yes.
They are, and you can find them to be offensive in whatever way you want, or to not have any decency to them, but that's not your joke to hear. It's between me and my friends, or me and my parents, or me and my sister, or whatever it is, and they're just jokes, and they need to be taken as such.
If that's the definition of white supremacy, then it means nothing.
Yes.
Because that's the
no
point.
Doubt.
If you're saying white supremacist means you laugh at off-color jokes or you've told them, then the
on
term
a golf
means
course.
Nothing. No. Because people of all races have done that and do that all the time.
If that's a new white supremacy,
right,
then
what,
you're doing pretty good.
What the term actually means is what it says. You think the white race should be running things. That is racism.
No doubt.
And so if that's what you believe, then at least have the courage to say that. Don't label it, white supremacy. I mean, if you've told a joke.
Yeah,
come on,
that's extreme, man.
It's the Hard Line here on 590 The Fan. Oh, let's talk about Hans Wyman, Cam. If you're losing your hair, let's say that you're a man and you're losing
your
hair.
You're not, though, Cam.
What you can do, you are not. I will say this. Looking in the mirror now, instead of looking at myself losing my hair, I'm like, I'm starting to grow it back a little bit. It's a good feeling. And I tell you what, that is a terrible feeling knowing, especially at a young age, when you start noticing you're losing your hair, and you're looking in the mirror and you're like, you got to part your hair a different way. That sucks. It is a horrible thing. Your confidence just shatters. Talking to girls, going into meetings, doing your thing. If you're losing your hair, it's just a brutal, brutal thing. But I tell you what, Hans Wyman definitely has it going, and you got to go check it out. They got this artist robot, the only one in about a 750-mile radius. It's sorry.
Sorry, take a deep breath, collect yourself.
You threw this right at me.
Do a little pause like Hadley.
There's no stitches or scars, but there's no pain at all. And I'm telling you, this thing is innovative as all hell. Again, the only one in a 750-mile radius. Go check it out. Go set up a hair and a scalp analysis today. Call them at 844-909-HANS. That is 844-909-HANS. Or visit them online at hanshairloss.com. And if you mention my name, you'll get 500 bones off the artist procedure or 250 bones off PRP procedures at Hans Wyman. Check it out.
Well, Eric, one last thought on that, because I keep going back to what you said, that the White House should not be involved in any way. Would you have preferred, and maybe this is the right answer, that the press secretary say, ESPN and any employee is welcome to their opinion, no matter how ridiculous or unfactual it is?
No. I'm fine ripping the comment she made. What I disagree with is suggesting she should be fired. That's where I draw the line. If you want to go back at her, look, she went at the president. I'm fine with them going right back at her. She's a big girl.
So I'm saying what I just said. Is that the right answer to you then?
No, the right answer to me is that's a ridiculous comment. She's wrong. It's stupid. Here's why. I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine with is saying, I think her employer should fire her.
She said it's a fireable offense.
Yeah, that's the same. Come on. That's the same thing.
It sort of is.
If I say you committed a fireable offense, I'm saying you should be fired. I mean, you're splitting a lot of hairs right there.
I'm with you. I think I'll split my hairs. I have no problem with any of that. For whatever reason, I don't mind. And the White House is commenting. I think at this point now, our lines are gone when it comes to who can comment on what. Obviously, ESPN.
And what's a joke? What's not a joke?
Any politics they want, and I think any politician at this point has decided they can comment on anybody, anywhere, anytime, and there are no more lines, which is why if somebody does, and we're not one of these people, if somebody does just choose to stick to sports, Adam Schefter, they're going to have the largest following in the world.
Baldwin Bottom Feeder didn't like that caller. Stanley said, please ask the caller to drink, please.
I like
cover
Stanley.
Stanley's good. Yeah.
Stanley's cool as hell, man.
I don't agree with him, but I like him. We appreciated his
He'll probably get a free meal over at the Brew House.
Absolutely. Hey, the Fans' 4th Annual Charity Wiffle Ball Tournament is coming up, guys. It benefits Birdies for Bipolar, presented by Bud Light, DB Sports Bar, Gold's Gym, Country Financial, and 7-Up. The 4th Annual Wiffle Ball Tournament will take place on Saturday, September 30th at the gorgeous Francis Park in South City. Begins at 10 a.m., sign up your team of four players today on InsideSTL.com for only $150 per team. This includes round-robin group play with winners advancing to the knockout rounds. There's barbecue, beers, mixed drinks, and water for purchase, all from our lovely friends at DB Sports Bar. So sign your team up today while teams still remain. And even if you don't play, come on out and enjoy the pony. We'll talk a little football with DeMarco Farr next. It's The Hard Line, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.